Buccaneers fans, we are in Pittsburgh. The Bucs have just wrapped up their second preseason worthless victory and more dead bodies, injured bodies, I should say, on the field in Pittsburgh. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucsFan.com. Lee DeKemper of JoeBucsFan is here. This is the Ira Kaufman podcast, the king of Newport Richey, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, the water damage whisperer. We're presented by Bill Curry Ford, who presents all of Ira's work. They've got 0% financing now, zero money down, zero payments for 90 days. Unbelievable. It runs till the end of the month. GM Sean Sullivan, he's got the Joe Bucks fan discount on top of that for you. Just reach out to him on the website. That is BillCurryFord.com. They're 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Family owned since 1960, fourth generation now. This is the biggest mobile service operation around the Tampa Bay area. They will fix your car at your place. If not, they will take it back to their place free. And they've got 100 loaner vehicles for you. They've got the biggest service drive in the country. It's an incredible operation. Great inventory, great trust over there. Bill Curry Ford. com. And we thank our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration. We'll talk about them a little later, Lee. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. If you have a disaster, that's who you call. Flood, fire, mold, storm damage. You can trust them. In the meantime, bookmark their website, Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Look at their five-star Google reviews. Five stars across the board. That should tell you almost everything you need to know, but we've got more to tell you about them. Now, Lee, the sage is not here. No Ira. So we are going to be delivering.
You're going to bring him a Brahmani sandwich? Is that what you're going to bring him?
You know, I believe I heard somebody say today it was around town. It's called Primanti's.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Yeah, Primanti's. So no sandwich for you, Sage. Nothing. You get nothing.
He goes there to eat salads, which is a cardinal sin in this town.
So Ira, I'll be talking to Ira tomorrow, which it probably is already. Today's Sunday. I'll be talking to him, though, Sunday, and we'll get his reaction to the game. So we're sort of splitting the podcast in two, Lee, and that's how we're going to do it today. So you get a bonus in some ways. Now, I'm going to ask you, Lee, give me two things you were very pleased about in this game, two negatives, and I'll give two positives and negatives, and then we'll give a little bit of the locker room reaction that we know nobody else has in town. Also, a take on what's going on here with Teddy Bridgewater as the surprise starter. But two things you liked, two things you didn't.
I continue to like Amika Ibuka. He looks like a number one receiver, but he's not a number one receiver unless Mike Evans is in the game. Looks like a seasoned pro. Looks like he's Atlanta ready. It just looks like more and more, especially with some things happening that we'll discuss, that was a brilliant pick by Jason Light and the Bucks. Not just good, not just smart, brilliant. And of course, you got to like the three picks. I mean, you know, a couple of them are guys that were picked by guys you don't know if they're going to be on the team in a couple weeks or not. You know, we all know Bowles stresses picks. I haven't written this yet. I will write it for Sunday morning. Zion McCollum said the Bucks in training camp have had meetings. The defense has. The only thing they discussed in this meeting was getting picks. That was the sole focus of the meetings. I say meetings plural. That's how much Bowles is going bananas. Picks. Now, I mean, if you put any stock in these, this stat I'm going to recite, good. If not, I understand. But apparently the Bucks lead the league in preseason picks this summer.
Woo!
So that's the one of the good things. Obviously, Ibuka, that catch he made, yeah, it was a nice throw by Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, hell of a catch.
Oh, hell of a catch. You know, for the fans out there just now seeing Ibuka, Steve and I have been seeing this day after day after day. And I'll say this, even though Mike Evans went bananas in a joint practice with the Steelers, he overshadowed Ibuka, who himself had a hell of a practice. And take away Mike Evans, he, you know, in hockey terms, Ibuka would have been the number two star of the practice. That's how good he was, but it was overshadowed because Evans put on a show.
I'll throw in now, Lee, before we get to your two negatives. Lee and I did our WDAE radio show for Saturday. We were on at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., 95.3 FM and AM 620. You can stream it on their website or off joebucksfan.com. So I hope you heard it because we gave our full breakdown of Thursday's joint practice. We're not going to get into that here, But you know what? I think I'll tack at the end of our interview with Ira on the next podcast, I'll tack most of our radio show on there. So people who really want to catch up can. But I hope you're listening to us, and we appreciate many of those who are. We've been on 6 months now on DAE, so that's pretty cool. All right, two negatives, Lee.
Oh, one that was glaring, and you're going to have some information. You already wrote it, I believe, but you'll have some information on this very podcast about what I'm going to say. The run blocking of the first string offensive line was terrible.
Horrible.
And Bucky Irving didn't do crap. And that was jarring. Not just surprising, jarring for me. Because they were so good last year. And I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. They were getting manhandled. So that was really bad. We expect the second string offensive line to get manhandled. And they did. But the first string, that was unnerving. The second thing I didn't like, it's a combination of two things. But they're related. All the injuries, specifically Jalen McMillan. Christian Izzian now has an oblique injury, so yep. It was reported by the Bucks in the first half. That's generally 3 to 4 weeks. So week two is in doubt for Izzian. And with Winfield hurt, with J.J. Roberts hurt, all of a sudden the Bucks' safeties, which look deep, is now thin as hell. And that's scary. Speaking of injuries, the number one key element was seeing Jalen McMillan in a neck brace. And you as well, Steve, have information on that.
Yeah, McMillan in a neck brace, not good. Now, I watched him tell teammates, quote, "I got a sprained neck. I sprained my neck." That's what he was telling teammates out in the open. So it's not something for me to hide. That's why we're here, to find this stuff out. So he's walking around wearing a neck brace. We had the photo up at joebucksfan.com, or if you're following us
and the video
on Twitter at joebucksfan, the video made the rounds. So sprained neck. You know, who knows? But that's not nothing to play around with. And the most impressive thing about McMillan, and of course, sort of changed the night here, because he held on to the damn ball.
Yeah.
That was third and long. He caught the 18-yard pass and held on after getting, you know, just, you couldn't even watch.
Upended, yeah.
His neck getting crushed like that. He held on to the football. And that, of course, set up the Bucky Irving touchdown, and the Bucks were off to the races. Now, as far as my positives and negatives. Is anything else you feel you have to spit out there, Lee? Otherwise, I'll go.
I'll spit it out if you don't take it, but it's right on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know what it is, so either you feel you have to share or you don't.
All right, Bucky Irving's touchdown catch. We've been seeing that a lot in practice. Almost every day we see that Bucky Irving once, twice, sometimes three times will go out for deep passes. And you wrote this, Steve. You know, Josh Grizzard always talked about, you know, this is going to be Liam Cohen's offense, but we're going to add some wrinkles. Is that the wrinkle?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it is to a degree, and it could be a smokescreen. I say that, number one, because Irving didn't catch a touchdown pass last year. Yeah, he caught some balls in the red zone and got to the one-yard line. It's not like they don't want to throw him a touchdown pass. But these deep shots, Bucks social media has been sharing them at times in practice. Fan video, we've seen it. At this point, it's got to be in defensive coordinators' heads, and that's a good thing when you have 7 million other weapons to throw to. So it's a fun piece of Bucky's game. I asked Todd Bowles about it, and he said he thinks he's Wilt Chamberlain, and he says just throw it up there. Fun stuff.
Bucky Irving is Wilt Chamberlain.
You can read about that at joebucksfan.com.
Well, that'll get Ira worked up. He loves Wilt Chamberlain.
He does. He does like Wilt Chamberlain. So, interesting thing to watch. I don't think it's going to happen much. But, you know, they used to throw these wheel routes to Doug Martin, and he never caught them.
No.
And it was never really a good play. Irving has elite hands, so it is something they never did with Rashad White, which is interesting on another
given
level.
Given the fact he can catch so well.
It could be one of those wrinkles. What did I like tonight? All right, I'm going to go with Jacob Parrish. Not necessarily number one, but as one of my two. Look, he continues to fly around the field. He continues to be a sure tackler. And not that the Bucks tackled so well tonight. And he looks ready in a sea of guys who are getting injured. And we need two. I've always felt if two of those rookies are studs, then we're going to be really a really good team. And I think we got them. Yeah. So that was really exciting to see it again. And I'm always happy for Bucks fans to get a chance to see these guys that we don't get to see. I was pleased with Bridgewater. And look, two touchdown passes in 14 minutes, I think.
One was a really sweet pass.
12 minutes, you know, touch passes. He looked comfortable. And, of course, they're keeping things vanilla out here.
Had some good movement, escapability.
Yeah, He looked like a good backup quarterback, and we know he's a winning starter in the league, which is really hard to do. So Todd Bowles was saying, maybe I don't know if we're going to carry three quarterbacks. Oh, you can't say there's a competition. He was dancing around all the obvious stuff. And look, it appears to us like what we thought and we're saying on the podcast days ago, Bridgewater is going to be the number two guy unless he somehow blows it. That's why he's here.
Is Kyle Trask in trouble?
Really, I'm honestly just wondering if he's going to clear waivers.
Whoa.
It just seems like that's where this is going. I mean, what else do you need to see? This was the first team shot. So I like Bridgewater. I like those guys. Now, the run game. I got to go with the run game as well. Bucky Irving was eight carries, 12 yards. Eight carries is a ton of carries for a first team back in a preseason game. Mm-hmm. Most of them, you know, they'll get like five at most, and they're done. He got eight. They could not break through. The offensive linemen I talked to, they were saying, well, you know, look, we had a good run game in the joint practice on Thursday. So they both mentioned that. And they said, yeah, you know, we got beat. But Graham Barton was pretty adamant with me. He's like, look, I don't think our offensive line should be judged on 18 snaps in a preseason game.
That's fair.
You know, he said, yeah, some guys played well. We'll look at the tape. He said, I know I was off with my eyes a little bit and my targeting and just little stuff to clean up. I asked three different linemen if having a brand new quarterback does anything to possibly throw off the run game timing just a hair with the handoff or just did the littlest thing. They all said, no, it shouldn't, but they'd have maybe it. You know, they don't know.
They were kind of like they weren't 100% sure.
And that could be something, you know, just the tiniest little thing.
Very much so.
It's probably doubtful, but
you've been at practices since Bridgewater was there. How many snaps has he had with the first team? Half dozen, maybe?
No, not much. And he wasn't with the first team on Thursday.
Exactly.
Either.
So I think you may be onto something.
But there was no fumbled snap. Nothing looked too awkward.
No. But it's all about timing. It's all about timing.
Yeah.
And so you very well could be onto something there.
Could be. It was kind of jarring because we've seen a good run game all last year.
I was shocked. I mean, I'm like, the only thing I thought of was that after, you know, the Bucs did so well in that joint practice, that Tomlin did some ass chewing.
But the Steelers do have a good front.
Yes.
The pass protection was good. I was very pleased with that. I'm going to give my other thumbs up to Charlie Heck.
Is it okay?
Good enough.
Wasn't horrible.
Yeah, I mean, if he does this all season, well, I have to go back and watch the film. It looked like he gave up a very early pressure.
Yes.
But if this is everything he is all year, it might be okay. Or for the all two, three games that we need him. The injuries suck. They're piling up. And it really makes you wonder when you look at teams like the Rams who do not play starters in the preseason. We're getting freaking wiped out here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. You know, this team came in with high hopes of depth and strength of the team or whatever. Lastly, of course, Jamel Dean's got to be hanging his head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's
one
got
play.
One play. You could say two plays. Tez Johnson up and down. But I will say that he muffed that punt situation, cost them points. Horrible. But Todd Bowles was pretty upbeat about him. Expressing confidence, didn't say anything like, you know, well, you know, you got to protect the ball to make the team. And after the game, I saw in the tunnel, Josh Grizzard hugging Johnson, really trying to lift his spirits, pulling him up and walking with him and holding him like a dad holding his kid kind of thing. And a lot of warmth and love for Tez Johnson within the roster. So they really seem to want him to get that job, but he can't do this again.
No, he can't do it again.
Ever.
Interesting about Josh Grizzard. You know, obviously, you said he was hugging him up and supporting him after the game. Well, you saw how the players came in, and people go to JoeBucksFan.com or go to Twitter. They'll see the video I shot of Jalen McMillan walking into the locker room with the neck brace. I edited the video just to show McMillan. But a few seconds later, Josh Grizzard comes by, and I said, hey, Josh, how you doing? All right. And I turned around to talk to somebody or to start shooting video. And all of a sudden, you hear like, hey, hey. And I turn around and look, and he's got his fist out. Like, come on, fist bump me.
Yeah, he it's interesting. Josh Grizzard seems to have an affection for Lee. Because I saw the whole thing develop. He was like waiting for you to, you know, bump him up, and and you were onto something else. And he demanded you come and love him over there. It was funny. So all in all, look, the Bucs won. The defense, couple of bright spots out there. You know, Chris Braswell, who you talked to, we'll read about that at JoeBucksFan.com. He got his sack. He showed his quickness.
Almost had two. He got held. He would have had probably two.
Showed his quickness. He's been really good in kick coverage.
Good special teams.
We hope something's happening there. Basically, it was sort of a wipeout night for the tight ends. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, they didn't really do anything. And the
Otten had a bad drop.
Of course.
Tala had a bad fumble, if I recall correctly.
Regular listeners will know that everything Lee's been saying about the second team offensive line going back to OTAs, it's all on your TV screen. So the Bucs have an issue there. I don't know who Charlie Heck's backup is. I don't know who anybody's backup is. Other than, I know the names, of course, but it doesn't look good.
Well, here's the, if there is a good thing to come out of all these injuries, if there is a good thing, none of them so far have come on the first team offensive line.
Yeah, except for Wirfs.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I understand. So, another preseason game in the books. I don't think the starters are going to play against Buffalo, but it's possible he wants to see a few guys. I could see him maybe putting the first team offensive line out there for a series or two. And just saying, hey, look, we're going to run the damn ball until we can't.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have to run four downs in a row, we're going to run four downs in a row. Let's blow some holes. Let's get a couple of first downs and get off the field. I could see him wanting to do that.
Sure. And it's not like Buffalo's a slouch team either. You know, they're a favorite to go to the AFC title game. I got two things to say about injuries. Number one.
Hold that thought. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Owner Josh Martin, he and his family team, they've got a good-sized business. They cover the entire Tampa Bay area and across the state. And they have the Ira Kaufman discount for you. And that just means when you call and you get your free inspection, just tell them when you first call, you heard about them on Joe Buck's Fan, Ira Kaufman, and you'll get $500 back if you need their service after your free inspection. And they come out with the top technology experts. And they know how to battle insurance companies because they used to work on the insurance side of the business. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. And we thank our friends at Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford dealerships. That matters. Family owned. BillCurryFord.com. All right, Lee, before we get out of here, what's your final thought there?
It's final thoughts, and it's about injuries. Godwin's out. Jalen McMillan doesn't look like he's going to be playing in week one.
Nope.
Mike Evans. He has his traditional annual hamstring injury.
Not yet.
Summer.
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's still August. Do you just shut the guy down? Just shut him down?
I think he already has been shut down. I think we just don't know it yet. But okay. Yeah, I think he's done.
That's number one. Number two, we were talking about Jacob Parrish. And I have said on previous podcasts, this guy is all around the ball. I want this guy in the field as much as possible. Now, you and I kind of debated, is McCollum in trouble for a starting job? Probably not. I know there's a ton of people that can't wait to throw Jamel Dean in the Tampa Bay. I'm going to say right here, right now, I've been to every practice. I've seen damn near every play on 11-on-11, 7-on-7, just down for down. I'm not talking about interceptions. I'm just talking about down for down. The best cornerback the Bucs have, his name is Jamel Dean. That's going to anger a lot of people. I look at fundamentals. He's going up against Evans all the time. Evans has to fight him. As good of a training camp as he's had, we saw what Evans did the other day against Joey Porter and against Jalen Ramsey. He lit those guys up. He's not lighting up Jamel Dean. Is Jamel Dean getting picks? No, he's not. I look at fundamentals, and down per down, Jamel Dean's the best cornerback they have. He's going to get hurt at some point, but he's the best cornerback they have. So, having said all that, McCollum has been cross-trained. Do you move him to safety to get Parrish on the field?
No, I don't mess with McCollum. A part of it is that I know that it won't happen. Todd Bowles said, this is my 1A corner. He's not going to start playing games. Honestly, he doesn't even know how good
Parrish is in a game situation.
Exactly. He doesn't know yet. Right now, it's weird because they don't really have a nickel. If Izian is down and Tyke Smith is playing safety, who's going to play nickel if it's not Jacob Parrish? McCollum doesn't want to play there and wasn't very good there earlier in his career. Mm-hmm. He's been cross-trained around. I would just let Parrish play nickel and wait for Dean to get hurt. It's simple that way.
Okay.
That's just where I sit. But the Izian thing now changes everything because he would be their go-to. He played the whole 2023 season at nickel. They could trust him. I don't know who they would trust at nickel.
All right.
I don't know if Lee likes that. Do you like that? Lee wants Parrish on the field. Get him on the field 100%.
Do you think White's going to make a move for a defensive back with all these safeties specifically?
Yeah, I think they're going to find a safety. who can come in here and, you know, be maybe like Logan Ryan was in 2022. It's getting too thin out there. You got no Winfield. You got Izzy and Hurt. You got Tyke Smith, first year in the position. Mm-hmm. Kayvon Merriweather, I don't know if that's, it feels like last year if you're relying on a Kayvon Merriweather too much. Yeah, that's what it's smelling like. All these injuries, they don't bode well for Kyle Trask. You're not going to keep a third quarterback.
That's a great point because you're going to need depth.
Yeah.
Extra depth.
You need that depth. So, Kyle Trask, we're going to miss you, buddy. We'll see you next week against the Bills, and we'll see the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports very, very soon. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Lee Decamper. Thank you, Florida's Elite Restoration. We are out from Pittsburgh.